Anyone know where Sudan is?
At Roosevelt High School in Minneapolis, Noni Peterson-Koneski teaches two sections of 10th grade world history. That course in the Minneapolis School District is now home for three of the state's graduation standards: world history, diverse perspectives, and human geography. Under current law, this year's 10th graders must complete 24 of the 48 standards before graduating. Koneski, who's taught at Roosevelt for 8 years, says she supports the concept of standards and also the use of performance packages.
These standards are written in such a way that giving them a multiple choice test isn't going to be appropriate. You have to give them a performance demonstration test where they're showing you instead of telling you. And so that is what people call a package.
But like many teachers, Koneski says she finds most of the state written packages difficult to work with. She says the standards themselves are cumbersome, poorly worded, and often confusing. Take, for example, this section of the state's requirements for the human geography standard.
Cultural characteristics of places, the physical processes that shape patterns on the Earth's surface, how movement of cultural characteristics interconnects various places, and how the physical environment is modified by and modifies human activities.
Some teachers are repulsed by such perplexing directives. Others have taken time to decipher the state goals and create their own plan for meeting them. Koneski teamed up last summer with a teacher at Southwest High School to write a local package for the human geography standard, one that better fit the 10th grade curriculum in Minneapolis.
So we look at what it says in the standard. This is what the students need to know and be able to do by the end of our unit. How are they going to show us that they got it? And we decided they would make an atlas, they would write a paper, and they would give an oral presentation on the topic that we had chosen.
And the topic they selected was a case of modern-day slavery in the eastern African nation of Sudan.
We're going to look at a real story of slavery occurring right now in the world, of human beings being kidnapped, taken away from their families and homes, and put into slave work situations by the people who kidnapped
them. As a starting point for her package, Koneski used newspaper stories written in 1996 by Baltimore Sun reporter Gregory Kane, who documented slavery in Sudan and the practice of purchasing slaves to set them free. Over the next 4 weeks, her students researched Sudan, drew maps of the country, and talked with each other about the topic. They also presented their findings to the rest of the class.
This is a map of population density, and as you can see, like, in the northern part of Sudan, it's more desert area, In the northern part of Sudan,
Koneski's students used map transparencies and an overhead projector to share what they'd learned about Sudan's physical features, cultural characteristics, and the locations of slavery. They also made a presentation and wrote a paper on ways they would address the slave trade issue. But the key task for demonstrating their geography skills was the Atlas Project. At a table in the high school's media center, first-hour student M. Angelo Harris uses colored pencils to fill in a blank map of Sudan. Harris and other students must now visually interpret the geographical and cultural information they've discussed in class.
I'm working on a map that shows different climates. And like up here will be desert, this is all forest land, and this is where like rainland and stuff is. And then next I'm going to work on a present-day slavery trail.
Harris says he likes the map making and other hands-on activities, and he says the topic of slavery in Sudan is interesting.
I didn't think it still exists. Slavery had still existed. And then when we started reading a story, I'm getting into it like, dang, slavery still does exist. And it's serious.
Under the profile of learning philosophy, students should take longer and deeper looks into certain topics. Theoretically, students can then take the lessons learned through a standard and apply them to any number of learning situations. But several students in Koneski's class aren't buying into that theory. Danielle Minsky says she grew tired of the long, deep look at Sudan.
I think it's a lot of work for one subject. Like, to just do a couple maps and write a short essay, and that would be it. But she kind of, like, drags it on into this big project. So it kind of gets boring after a while.
Instead of simply remembering information for a test, the new graduation standards emphasize the importance of using information to solve problems, analyze results, and evaluate alternatives. Student Rachel Shuda says she thinks this applied learning approach will stick with her longer.
When we were making our atlases, we had to learn certain things about Sudan, so we knew what to put in our atlases. It was a lot of more thinking, so I understood, like, I could pretty much tell you almost anything you want about Sudan right now, you know, the kind of people that are there, the agriculture, the past, the present, political powers, all that kind of stuff. So,
in the new world of the profile of learning, teachers must abandon the traditional letter grades of A, B, C, D, and F, and instead use numbers from 1 to 4 to measure student achievement. Teachers throughout the state are struggling with the scoring system.
I don't understand it. I don't feel I've had an opportunity to really understand what they're looking for with a 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Kineski says overall she's pleased with the quality of the student work, but a few students failed to hand in anything at all and will get a 0. Those who made a minimal effort will get a 1. She says most of her students will score a 2, and a few will get a 3. No one earned the elusive 4, which state law says is supposed to represent advanced comprehension of the subject.
You know, in this standard, in my two classes, I'm not getting any 4s. There will be no 4s. And I'm comfortable with that. I don't think anybody went way beyond standard. Nobody blew me out of the water to that degree.
As she works her way through the stack of papers and maps, Kineski is already looking at ways to adjust her Slavery in Sudan performance package for next year. She says one change will be scheduling the standard later in the school year to give students time to develop more geography skills. I'm Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio.